You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Thursday morning, April 2nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Mining News Breaks Max Power Mining Corp. expands Saskatchewan natural hydrogen portfolio with new discovery milestones. Max Power Mining Corp. announced key milestones in expanding its Saskatchewan natural hydrogen portfolio. The company achieved successful drilling at the Bracken Well, completed a high-resolution 3D seismic survey at the Lawson Discovery, and identified a new Lawson-style target. With a recent $20.50 million financing, Max Power is accelerating efforts to position Saskatchewan as a hub for natural hydrogen commercialization.
Charbone continues its expansion in helium to serve the Ontario market. Charbone Corporation announces the continuation of its helium market activities with the refilling of a dedicated trailer to serve an existing customer in Ontario. This move aligns with the company's strategy to build an integrated platform for distributing strategic industrial gases across North America. The Type 1 cylinder trailer, specifically for helium, has been refilled under the current supply agreement, showcasing Charbone's operational capability in a high-demand market.
SoCal Wine Country Economic Development Coalition highlights clean energy innovation with Symbio's expansion in Temecula. The SoCal Wine Country Economic Development Coalition highlights clean energy innovation with Symbio's expansion in Temecula. Symbio, a leading hydrogen fuel cell company, established its North American headquarters in Temecula 2 years ago, showcasing the region's reputation for clean technology. California's environmental leadership and state grants support Symbio's initiatives, aligning with the state's commitment to sustainability. Temecula's strategic location and amenities make it an attractive hub for talent and business expansion.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.